Hi, I'm Koshka Kalishnikov, and the material contained in this audio is made by an adult and for consenting adults only. But why do you have a disclaimer before your audio, Koshka? Because this audio has strong themes of violence, rape, degradation, and impact play. You looked at the tags, asshole. Don't comment or message me with junk about this audio. It's a theme I enjoy and that I dedicate to one specific person. That said, enjoy the audio, but acknowledge what you are consenting to listen to. I want you mean, you dense motherfucker. I want to call you names and spit in your face as you get mad. And I need it rough, mean, and nasty. I need your cock so hard and wet with pre-cum that you force it into me. I want to fight you off and have you overpower me. I need you to cover my mouth with your hand to hush me and slap my face when I bite it. Rip my blouse, pull my tits from my bra, and suck on my nipples while I shout and scream. Force your hand beneath my skirt and tease my pussy as I call you a bitch and a psychopath. Comment on how wet I am and how warm my cunt is when I'm taken this way. Make me blush with how you can't wait to fuck me, to come inside me and own me. How you're going to make me your fuck doll and there's nothing I can do about it. Laugh in my face when I tell you to get off me. Tell me it's going to hurt, you forcing your cock into me, using me like a cheap whore. Tell me how you've always wanted to fuck me. You've wanted me for so long, and to fuck me into submission to you. How I'd bow to no man, but you would change that. You'd force me to submit to you. You'd push me down on the bed, face down. You'd pull my thong to the side and you'd spit on my asshole and cunt. You'd hold the back of my neck to the bed and tease my cunt with your cockhead, making me moan in between cursing you. You'd slide your cock into my cunt, prone bone style, until you were balls deep. I'd flex my cunt instinctively, and you'd comment about how good the grip felt. How it was the tightest cunt you've ever fucked, and how the fear must make it tighter. You slide your cock in and out, jamming it into me while I moaned into the bed. Then you'd pull it out, it glistening with my cum. And you'd force your way into my ass while I screamed into the mattress. I'd buck my hips and you'd lean your body weight onto me, squeezing my neck as you did so. I'd claw at the sheets and gasp for air while tears streamed down my face, and I would finally give in. You'd bury your cock in my ass while grunting how I finally became yours. My screams would become whimpers as I adjusted to your size inside me. You'd slowly pull out, but not all the way, before dragging your nails down my back. I'd arch and take more of you into my ass. You'd fuck me, increasing speed as you felt my pussy drench your balls and cum. You'd fuck me, my ass bouncing off you, and my moans getting more and more primal. I'd dig my nails into the sheets, and you'd pull me up by the base of my hair and whisper the magic pet name to make me blush and come. I'd come on your balls, and you'd reach down and play with my clit while you fucked my ass. I'd start to laugh and call you a motherfucker, and you'd growl as you felt your cum start to spurt inside me. You'd cum forcefully, your load filling me as your nails dug into my hips. I'd be pinned to you. You'd pull my hair back and bite my shoulder, giving me one last painful reminder of who I belong to. You'd push me down on the bed and pull your cock from my ass, spreading my cheeks and watching the cum drip out before smacking it and calling me a subby slut. You'd move on top of me as I caught my breath and hid my face from you. You'd whisper, "You're mine, Koshichka," and kiss between my shoulder blades before spanking my cunt. That is what I want, motherfucker. Or are you too much of a bitch to make it happen?